Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
So, it looks like we're playing Microscope. Yanni has read the book, sort of. At some point, we may have to stop to refresh ourselves with the rules here, but this is new hotness, and I'm thoroughly excited to play.
Would you be okay sitting on the sofa, Joanna?
Yeah.
So actually,
instead of bringing her away, actually, why don't we probably pull a chair around to one side here so that we can all be scrunched up close to the TV and also close to the mic. Is that okay?
Okay.
Pick a side. Pick the side of the most attractive set of men.
Yeah. Well, there's no way I can compete with this.
All right.
I haven't washed my head this morning.
Wow. The author of the game says I should read this part to you because it's really important.
I hope this part is also what you're supposed to read.
All of us sitting at this table have equal creative power. At times we'll have different roles and authority, but we're all equal participants and authors. It may sound like I'm running the game because I'm going to be trying to explain the rules a lot. I'm paraphrasing here. I may interrupt and jump in to clarify how the game is played, but I don't have any more authority than anyone else when it comes to actually playing the game. There's no GM. Basically, we're going to, first off, bookend history. We're going to create the big picture, and we'll figure out the start and the end of the game. And then we will go and we will examine one of the things in the game, and then we will either... The next person will either look before that thing or after that thing or closer at that thing. And so then, you know, if Blake goes and looks closer at that thing, you could go to something during that period but before or after Blake's thing, and then Will could go even closer to something in there. So you can keep... It's called Microscope because you can keep going into detail until you get to the point where you're having a scene. And then we all pick characters and role-play. You might not always play the same character, so...
What's Joanna? Like,
Joanna's barely controlled squee over here.
Try not to interrupt the audio.
So, yeah.
You can squee.
I just wanted to see what... I was trying to figure out what part of the sentence she was reacting to, so vibrant.
At the point where it becomes a scene, then it becomes a scene!
Yes.
And we all play it!
So, now, one of the things that I'm probably going to have trouble with, and I suspect some other people might, is that... you're not supposed to brainstorm, and you're not supposed to design by committee.
On the screen right now, it's a step one, big picture. First, brainstorm.
This is the only time.
Okay. Yeah. This is basically what it says is basically you have to come up with like an elevator pitch or a high concept. It would be in Dresden Files. It would be a high concept. Your one aspect that defines your whole existence.
Mm.
So the three examples I give here are: an ancient empire rises and falls. Cavemen at the dawn of time found the first civilization. Mankind leaves the sick earth behind and spreads out to the stars.
Those are just three. They've actually got a whole page
of potential, but I think we can come up with something with that kind of scope just fine between us. We have some pretty bright folks in here.
But this is pretty much the only time we're going to be brainstorming. I mean, maybe if we need a name for a character, sure. So, but a lot of times, the person whose turn it is does the thing and other people don't. Contribute.
Right, I mean, that would keep it from devolving into, no, I think we should do blah, blah, blah.
It would keep it from devolving into the loudest person in the room telling everything that happens.
There are conflict resolution mechanics, and we will come to that if it comes to that. Probably for the first scene or two, we'll try and avoid that.
So do we want to start with the big picture right now?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get that figured out.
Land torn by compromise.
I know where that's coming from.
The way that I thought, and as I phrased it, is the fall of the blank empire, the X empire, you know, and the rise of another that either comes in its footsteps or is the cause of it in some way. It's indeterminate. It's...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So I sort of, maybe
it's not caused like one empire is toppled by another, but rather one empire falls, and in its place rises another through whatever...
Interesting.
All right, so...
Like history.
Yeah, like
so
history.
We'll just call it the rise and fall of two empires.
Yeah.
No, the fall and rise.
The fall and rise.
Fall and rise.
That's actually relevant.
We don't have to name them yet. So this is going to be the overarching thing. The next thing we need to
do... Do we want to say empires or cultures?
Not like empires.
They're effectively the same thing from a historical perspective, right?
I mean,
empires carry their own culture with them.
Yeah. They're not really the same thing, but...
If they're cultures, that doesn't have to actually... They can happen in a smaller space.
Empire also implies a contiguous...
Rulership.
Yeah,
at least of a particular line. And also implies a degree of power.
I think culture almost seems like it could...
Culture could be the same.
Yeah, right. it could be more interesting in some ways.
I've already written empires. It's in pen.
Okay.
next thing we need to do is we need to come up with two periods. These are sort of the bookends. We will be focusing on stuff, but it'll only be stuff between these. So we need a start and an end. And if we decide, the start is the fall of the First Empire, then we can't go before that.
Yeah.
So
I like the start and end both being a golden age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So maybe the first golden age and the second golden age?
Well, no. The golden age of the First Empire, and the second is the golden age. Yeah. The start is the golden age of the First Empire, and the second is the golden age of the New Empire.
Mm-hmm. So that brings us to light and dark. Almost every card we do, besides the overarching one, is going to have an aspect, which is whether it's light or dark. And this is fairly subjective. We could have the golden age be dark. It's,
whose golden age?
Well, it could be a dystopian utopia.
Would anyone object to them both being light?
No, that's fine. We could have two golden ages.
Because then all the bad stuff happens in between.
In the middle, yeah.
Well, but not everything in between is necessarily going
to
be
bad. But we get to explore how we get from yay to yay. Mm-hmm.
So what do we want for the starting period? It's going to be light. We've already determined we're going to do both of them light. What do we want to call it?
I think we want to actually start in the middle of both golden
ages. That's sort of what I was thinking. So that we can have a scene in it if we wanted to.
So maybe the height of the first golden age?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
And so now the second one, do we want to also end at the height of the...
I like that symmetry.
Yeah that's what I...
It's like the Lion King. Begins and ends with the...
Yeah.
Poof.
This is our story. You can just toss that somewhere. And everything is going to take place in between. So now we can choose things that we either definitely want to see or definitely don't want to see.
Each player can add one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. No war.
Okay.
I'm going to challenge us here a little bit.
Yeah. I was hoping it wouldn't be war.
Well, I fixed that for you. I've used my one.
Yeah.
So...
Let's go clockwise.
Yeah.
It says in any order. If you come up with something, just say it.
Yeah. They have to be different species. Yes. Whatever that means. So it's not like humans on humans. Or bears on bears.
The Empire of the Bears.
Yeah.
The fighting bears versus the heroes.
Then they would be honey ages.
Okay, so there's only... Do we only have five yes or no's total?
If everyone does one, then we can all do a second.
Okay.
If anyone's like...
If someone opted not to do something, then you're done.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No player...
If everybody did something, either yes or no, repeat step one, each player has the option to go again. So you can add... Yeah, you can add a second thing.
But it says no player can add more... Can add two more things than a second person.
So if someone opts not to add a second thing, no one can add a third.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No verbal communication.
That's going to be really good on this recording, Blake.
Not between us.
We have to do scenes.
Oh, we have to do scenes?
Happen. There's role-playing when you get to focus down enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, people can only communicate via writing. You see what I'm saying?
Well, it could be no interspecies verbal communication.
No interspecies.
They never... speak to one another. They can speak within themselves.
Is that what you want?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I meant something where, like...
It's more general than that, yeah.
Where people had to communicate asynchronously. No, I meant where people would have to communicate asynchronously.
I'm not sure I understand.
Like letter writing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like an epistolary novel. It's not a conversation, it's a...
You know, whatever. It's fine. Forget about it. I'm not using my one up on that because it didn't work out well.
No, you know what? I'd like to put in one, no writing. No writing means a lot of weird things happen.
Oh, I want to throw something in there. Yes, cannibalism.
So you want to see cannibalism?
I think it belongs in the history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm behind it. Well, don't judge me on that.
Also, can you underline yes and no on that thing?
No.
Yes.
You've killed me, Alan. Thank you.
You've killed me! You've killed me!
Will wants no writing.
For the civilizations. Civilizations with writing, without writing, are very drastically different. And history is recorded differently, and, you know, there are a lot of weird things.
Hang on a second. What if we want to have one of the civilizations have writing and the other not?
Sure.
If he says no writing, then...
Yeah, if you say no writing, then
no,
that's out.
No, that seems interesting as well.
So actually, that would be under yes. So, yes, an illiterate empire.
An illiterate empire. Yeah. We don't necessarily say which one is illiterate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. And I also want to be clear, when I say war, it doesn't mean there's no violence or civil unrest, just no war. Mm-hmm. Civil or otherwise.
War implies a different scale.
Yeah, basically.
You see, this was why.
It doesn't mean there is.
I'm kind of surprised you didn't just use two cards, one for yes and one for no.
I'm kind of surprised I didn't think to use different colors for each line, but it's too late now.
You could also underline each one.
Anyway, I said yes, cannibalism.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
If you really want cannibalism.
It seems strange to me that I'm being judged for this suggestion.
Well, it's not that we all think that you just want to eat people, but I mean...
Weren't you the guy who suggested cannibalism as a...
restaurant idea?
No.
Which
zombie,
I did.
Zombie apocalypse survival strategy.
Yes.
Okay.
This guy's got a thing.
Because then they can't reanimate if you eat them.
No. Well, it was more just, it seemed like one of the more ample supplies of... You know, edible material with the other people, and then Yanni said, "Well, people aren't actually edible. Like that runs you down, or whatever."
So I'm trying to think of a good way to put it. Sort of chivalrous one-on-one combat, like
dueling.
Yeah,
sort of.
You just say chivalry. That's an interesting.
That's a little broad.
But
there.
That's
right.
This is a
more
whole
the,
romance
the,
and all
know,
that silliness.
Ritual duel.
Ritual actually might be the thing.
Ritual duel might be what you're looking for.
Sure.
Or highly structured.
Yeah.
Call it ritual dueling, and maybe we'll find out exactly what all the rules are. But you know, there's a code of honor to it, and you know. That's as much as I've got thought out. So that's everybody has put one in. So if anyone would like to add more, you can. Or cancel more. Or we can stop there.
I feel like we should have... Well, maybe we don't need another no. I would like to come up with one more good no.
Yeah, me too.
I had this... It depends on how human... Well, I guess they're different species. I was going to say... I was actually thinking of no aging. So these are both sort of, at least nominally, naturally immortal.
Would that... I mean, I guess that would change scene structure somewhat, and the character would be more reusable.
I was going to say no humans.
Maybe that's, no humanoid.
No humanoids makes things a lot trickier for the same reason that no speaking does. I mean, you could say it. There's nothing stopping you from saying no humanoids.
You'd be bug people. It's like whatever.
Yeah, I'm throwing it out. No humans.
No humans. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That is my. That is a dictate.
No humans. All right.
You got a problem, Yumi.
I don't need to add anything else to that.
You don't want to do the, no,
No, I think that's fine. We can figure that out.
Okay.
Da, da, da.
Johnny, you had something on the tip of your tongue, brain?
Well, I don't know how good of an idea it is. I'm just thinking of... I wanted to say no livestock. Because that would put strange stressors on large populations. But then it would make it even more difficult for them to not go to war over resources.
The Central American civilizations had little or no livestock. They had empires.
Yeah.
But they also had wars.
It's a thing.
And cannibalism even.
Yeah. I'm thinking of it more in terms of almost facilitating cannibalism, but that's an awfully dark thought.
Well, we got cannibalism.
And no... Well, that's where you get meat from.
Yeah. History is dark.
History is dark. So maybe no livestock.
No livestock.
Not no agriculture, but no livestock.
Yeah.
I.e.
Yeah.
no other...
Yeah,
that's...
I mean, there could be...
Species.
It could even be a world
so no
where there aren't...
farming?
No meat farming.
It could even be a world where there are two species.
Yeah.
We also didn't specifically say that the two empires were two different species, just that there are two species. Am I correct in that?
I suppose.
Yes. I don't think we've defined it, how many species
yeah.
there are. Oh,
yeah,
no, we
yeah,
have
a different,
they're
different
species.
Different species.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that... whoever... Who, did you throw that out?
That was mine, yeah.
Were you intending the two empires to be different species? Because
yes.
if you were, that's fine. Okay, then we'll,
yeah.
we'll run with that as the implication
yeah.
there.
Group decisions are now over. For the rest of the game, each player makes decisions individually and has a vast power to reshape history.
Oh, my.
Clothed in immense power!
Are you Lincoln?
I just love that line.
Periods go left to right on the table.
Mm-hmm.
The events are stacked earliest to latest underneath them, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And they're those
and then
the
scenes will go earliest to latest underneath each event.
Each event.
I have
Perfect.
A question. How do we name things if we want things to be named?
You
generally
decide.
When it's appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay. Then can we name... since we group designed two periods, can we name the two empires?
Yes.
I was thinking about that.
Like... rather than just have them be Empire 1 and Empire 2, because
yeah.
I don't... I was sort of assuming there would be an opportunity at some point here...
Thing 1 and Thing 2.
Where we got... Where we named them. Or where, like, some player got priority to
yeah,
name them.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
if no player is going to get priority to name that... To name one or the other...
Yeah.
Then, like, we should probably name the two things as a group.
I'm
oh,
on the same page you guys
see
are.
If there's anything that says that.
No, I'm just, I mean, if you have a name,
yeah,
go
actually,
for it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the, since we suggested a Central American, is a possible precedent for some of this stuff.
No,
the
no.
first empire are the Tlacan.
Okay.
Is everyone happy? Is everyone okay with pronouncing something with a TL at the beginning?
Tlacan.
Tlacan.
Okay.
Yep. That's fine.
Would someone like to name the other empire?
We... Oh, okay.
This is adding... what everyone goes around once and adds another period or an event in a period. Does that make sense?
Well, it says, making events and periods is covered in more detail later on. What you write on the card is just a placeholder for the description you...
So I think it's things like...
You give to the other players.
Right.
So you're going to make a more detailed description.
On the card. Always speak first, make sure other players hear and understand you, then write.
So you're going to give a full description, and then when everyone understands what you said, you're going to write down a summary on the card. It's just enough to jog everyone's memory back to what was
mm-hmm.
there. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like.
So I think that we do this step, and then we go into regular play.
So, yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and start with period.
I thought we were going to name the... civilizations.
We need, yeah,
okay.
we need a second civilization.
And actually, I'm going to say that the people, or people analogs, are the Tlacine.
Wishing I had banned TLs.
They're just fancy elves anyway.
Maybe.
Maybe. I have no idea.
This is one empire and this is the other?
No.
These are
the Tlacine
empire,
the Tlacine are the people.
And this is the species.
I see.
Yeah.
I want the Second Empire to have a more simple name.
See, the word I have in my mind is Gort, but that's not very attractive.
They don't
so?
Have
I like Gort.
The Gort? The Gort
yeah.
Empire.
Let's call the pe- well,
the people and the Empire are called Gort.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Oh, God. I'm feeling one of these things going on where everybody has the same, everybody calls each other Gort.
No.
Yeah.
No. Like Q.
That's just silly. There's no point in having names if everyone has the same name. They wouldn't have developed that.
Well, but they...
Well, the Q call... We only hear Q, but the Q are saying syllables that last eons.
That's true.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't tell me you don't like John DeLancey.
I love his character, I just think that the concept is a little wonky.
He played Q in My Little Pony, too.
He did!
Wait, Q was in My Little Pony?
Yes! And he's basically Q again.
What is this?
All over again.
He played Discord, who is Q, but in My Little Pony. I have described it.
You have now
precisely.
You realize you've now forced me to watch My Little Pony.
What does Cutie Mark look like?
He doesn't have one.
He doesn't have one because he's Discord and he is a strange amalgamation of other magical animals.
Oh, okay.
He is chaos personified.
Yes.
But not like chaos in the Games Workshop.
And he literally like cues people around. Like he teleports them and puts them in costumes.
No, he never tried to sleep with the Starship Captain.
That's true.
He never did.
And he doesn't call anybody by a copy, like a Capitan-esque name. To my knowledge, does he?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Mm. Okay.
Anyways.
We have our empires. Yanni, you wanted to add a scene.
I was going to add a period. I'm thinking that the end of the First Age maybe happened when a comet that was foretelling great things crashed into the royal palace and obliterated it. After that, chaos ensued.
Isn't that an event?
That would be an event.
Yes.
After the period.
Can you make an event without a period to put it in?
Nope.
No. So, I guess the period would be...
The fall of Tarkan Empire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can say sort of what sorts of... Maybe what sorts of things are happening. Maybe there are grim portents and things. But how do you characterize the period other than that? Because I think you can give a little more detail here.
Yeah.
Just a little.
So I think, yeah, anytime you have a golden age and things go awry, it's bad for everybody. So this is the first... Well, not necessarily the first.
So when do we start doing this lens thing?
Each going to make a period or an event.
Okay.
You could make an event that happens in this period, okay. Or you can make another period that happened in between somewhere.
Mm.
Is this going in clockwise order as
No, any order you want.
All right, I got one.
Okay.
Just jump in.
A big pen right. And a small pen.
The
and
decadence of the Tlatkan Empire. Ooh. Yeah, it's a period. It's a dark period.
I see.
Is that before or after the fall?
That is before the fall. Or, yeah. I mean, I think it would be before the fall.
Very possible.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if the fall involves things like meteors...
Well,
things.
We actually haven't established that yet.
That's
because
true.
You're right.
I will open my option up to if people think it's better that the decadence happens before or after the
but
fall.
But it's not. It's you.
You pick.
And you said before, so do it.
All right.
So at this point, group decisions are over. So,
oh, okay. Well, yeah. Screw you guys.
Screw you guys. I don't even know.
It's one thing to say, you know, that is an event, not a period, which is a good call. But,
The start and end are periods, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we can't put events in them? I noticed they don't have any on the example there, but...
We haven't gotten to that point in the storyline yet.
Oh. Okay.
Oh my. Very dark.
I have an event. The Tlacine create the Glort.
Yes!
Gort?
Gort.
Does this happen during the decadence?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'd put it in the golden age if I could.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
That's the thing you can do.
Okay. Well, I mean, their example there doesn't show. I don't know if this was supposed to be a fixed point.
And that's a good thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The appearance of the 100 prophets.
Ooh. I hear an intimidating Peruvian flute already.
I don't know what that means yet. But I like it.
Well, it's a light thing, so
yeah.
Maybe it's... It's not intimidating.
Well, we need a period event from you.
It is happening during the decadence.
Right.
I almost want to say the retirement of the Tlossene. But I'm not sure. Putting them out to pasture is almost what I'm talking about.
The obsolescence?
Yeah.
I shouldn't be,
No, I'm
some sort of just by virtue of vocabulary.
Yeah. I'm just the image that I had was that an event in the fall is that if the Tlacon are no longer part of society because they are no longer capable of being part of society.
Mm-hmm. Fade?
The retirement?
Yeah, I
almost the
fading.
Are we going to have the opportunity to create additional periods later?
Yeah.
Or is this the last?
On, okay. No, every time on your turn, you can...
create a new period, new event, or a new scene.
A scene. Within an event within a period, or a scene within an event, or a new period in between the existing periods.
Yeah, I mean, you can make a new slide.
If you're the lens, you can make two and nest them.
Okay.
But otherwise, you just make one. So I think I want to focus on the...
So Yanni is going to become the first lens.
Yeah. And I want to focus on the 100 prophets and their religion, if one can call it that.
So we're going to go around the table once, and everyone is going to create a period event or a scene relating to the 100 prophets. Lens will go first.
And last.
And last. Okay.
So basically, I'm going to get two.
Oh, and you can do two on your first... The lens can always do two on their first turn as well. They can add an event plus a scene if they want, or a new period plus an event if they want.
Yeah.
I guess they can't do two of the same thing.
But basically, you could drop down two levels if you want. I am going to do a scene.
Is this clockwise or
it says left to the table to the left, yes, so clockwise. Yes. So I'll go next.
So I think the scene is going to be the first prophet. When you make a scene, you state a question, you set the stage, and then you choose characters, and you choose characters going around. So Joanna will get the first choice. I will, when I set the stage, I will say one or two characters who must be in the scene. Any of you can choose to play them, or you can just add a new character that's there, whatever. If it gets back around to me and there are required characters still unpicked, then I will have to play the required character. The question is, what inspired the first prophet? So this happened
it's during the appearance of the prophets, right?
Yeah. So the goal of a scene is to answer a question. And this might not actually be the best question. It sounds good in my head, but I feel
we'll
like...
We'll find out. You chose
we'll
it.
Find out.
There's no, you have no choice now. We can't tell you no.
So when does the scene
so
happen?
We don't actually know much about the appearance of the 100 prophets, except that it was a good thing. It was a light thing. I think the scene is going to take place in the gladiator pits, and the required characters are the first prophet and the other Gort that he just defeated.
Prophet is Gort. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Joanna, you get first pick of characters. You can create a character that he hasn't banned, but
it's true.
There are none.
I haven't banned anyone because I feel it's a little early to ban people. I haven't named a character, but if you decide you want to play the freshly defeated Gort or the soon-to-be prophet, then you can name them as you pick them. Or we can name them later.
Can I instead be the Gort Master?
Sure.
The Gort Master.
Are you a Tlossene or are you a Gort?
I'm Tlossene. I mean, that's an okay thing to do.
Yeah, you can totally introduce a new character that way.
So, hold on to that.
Yeah, you can vent a completely new person on the spot or pick someone who has already appeared.
And Dave?
I will be the Prophet Galag.
Okay. Will?
I will play the Prophet's first convert.
Okay.
Ka.
Did you choose a name?
I'm just called the Gortmaster.
Okay.
They call me Gortmaster.
Okay, so I can pick a... I can make... Basically, I was trying to get to the point where it comes down to exclusion. So I can either pick the defeated Gort...
Mm-hmm.
Or anybody else.
Or a new character. Can you opt out to be in the scene?
If I pick a... No, you cannot.
Well, everyone must be in every scene.
That's what it seems to say.
You can be someone who's in the background and doesn't really participate.
Okay.
There's also the option for time. You can be time, which might be the barbarians at the gates, or...
Okay, some scenes are better. Three characters, the player making a scene cannot require a few characters, but any player can choose to play someone they consider a minor character and just stay in the background.
Well, that's actually exactly what I wanted to do, because I wanted to be the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
And like thinking that generally being the audience or being time or being the weather is totally a thing you can do in this game.
Okay.
Now, did you want to be the audience as time or just as the audience as background character?
I guess the audience is as time then.
Okay. So then that actually kind of puts you in the role of game master almost, as close as this game gets to that, because you can push forward for the scene progressing towards answering the question.
Okay.
Which makes you the defeated Gort. Yes.
Right, but you were...
Galag.
Galag. And that's the prophet, right?
Yeah.
And you were Ka?
Ka.
K-A-A.
Ka. Still like it sounds.
I did.
With an H.
But oh, that's K-A. It's probably fine, too.
Sure.
Transliteration schemes are always like
K-H-A.
That.
K-H-A.
As long but as you... It looks like it should be Ka.
Ka. Who are you again?
The first convert.
And then we have the audience and Jort, the defeated Gort.
Jort.
Wear short jorts. Jorts, wear short jorts. Alright, so now we need to go around
Jort
and
the Gort makes quite a sport.
Get reveal thoughts. And this is again starting with Joanna.
I guess you get a little bit of inner monologue. So what is Gortmaster thinking?
Gortmaster thinks Galag is crazy Gort in particular, and he's always been on the border of going battle mad, and thinks today might be the day that Galag snaps.
Galag thinks I've just defeated my 60th opponent. I strike them down. Why?
Ka has never fought before, and today will be his first. He fears for his life. What will happen to his children?
The audience thinks Galag is... We're all here to see Galag. Galag is the number one draw for us. To see gladiator fights. Top of the food chain.
Jort hopes the next opponent comes out before Galag decides to finish him. Alright, and that's...
Alright.
So now...
So I guess our thought is, this is what we came here to see!
Yeah. Okay. I guess we just start playing then, right?
Yeah. So I think... Even though the crowd may be chanting for blood and or the next opponent, I see a hesitation in Galag, and I take
That's funny because I don't. And I'm playing Galag.
Yeah. Well, I could be wrong. Maybe you're actually thinking about something else or whatever. I perceive hesitation and take it as an opportunity to start crawling away while the crowd is chanting, and Galag is making up his mind.
Okay.
Gortmaster wonders why Galag is pausing. Gortmaster has trained Galag to strike quickly after holding for applause.
Galag feels the sand between his toes. He's barefoot, as all gladiators are. As Gort prefer to be. Jort! You flee. You disgrace yourself and your family.
If you kill me, I will have nothing to give my family. With this broken leg, I can no longer fight you honorably. What else is there?
Submit yourself. I have a vision for our people. But I need a blood sacrifice. And I advance on Jort. Sword out.
The audience approves. I'm going to say the audience can't hear your guys' dialogue. It's too... The arena is large.
Yeah. And there's too much of a din from the...
Yeah.
The blood pumping in Gort's head almost drowns out the audience. Mm-hmm.
Ka sees his friend being advanced on. His leg is broken. It is unhonorable to kill him. He's done. Breaking away from the court master, he runs out of turn to interpose himself between his friend and Galag the Mighty.
Ka, do you offer yourself then in Jort's place?
You would kill him? Though he is broken? Have you no honor?
What I do is for the honor of all of our people for all time. Do you offer yourself? Yes or no?
Why do you not offer yourself?
Galag thinks to himself. I am the victor.
To the victor goes glory. But to the dead goes greater.
The crowd is losing patience with this conversation.
Jort,
make your choice.
Jort has got himself not quite standing, but using his sword, is on one leg, his other leg broken and bleeding, hangs limp.
The crowd grows impatient.
We do this for ours. What must we do?
Submit yourself. So that I may see the future of our people.
I'll do it.
I cut you, slicing through your ribcage and then across your abdomen, spilling your intestines out onto the sand.
You try to do that.
That's my intention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is not immediately a killing blow.
As you strike across me, it is not just flesh and blood that you cut, but also my spirit. You see betrayal, fear, and then realization. You freed me. We thought that we were free. We thought that fighting was a great honor, that it was beautiful, and it was all there was to life. But only in death can we be free. I die with a smile.
That seems like it answers the question.
Yeah.
Well, I guess actually Dave has to say whether it answers the question.
No,
right?
I think anyone can say. I think that's that scene. We know what inspired the first prophet.
Mm-hmm.
I would also like to say that I see the future of our people in his entrails, which was the whole point of this.
Entrail gazing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's hard to get entrails when you have no livestock.
So then,
pretty much the one source.
And this is the okay. Well, I was about to say that.
No more. The scene's over.
So we have to judge its tone.
Yes.
First convert, as in he was converted to a pile of stuff.
So was that a light or a dark scene?
That's a light scene.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's a light scene. Okay. Yeah.
You can tell by all the intestines.
Yeah. We all know where this is going. Disemboweling. It's a good thing.
So, Blake, it is your turn. You can create a period, an event, or a scene.
Well, originally I was thinking that I wanted to... before that, I was thinking that I wanted to create a period in here, which was the adherence to the religion of the Hundred Prophets, where that like became the dominant religion of the Tlacan Empire. But now I'm actually thinking that what I really want to do is have the do a scene under the creation or the creation of the Gort or the Gort, wherein their anatomy can be defined. So I know what the frick they look like.
Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot.
I appreciate okay. that as well.
So I'm doing a scene. Let's see here now. Oh, so, right, okay. So,
what is the question?
The question is, what does a Gort look like?
Or how were they assembled? Or no, you said the words, I'm sorry.
And it is his decision.
It is his decision.
Characters.
You're still the lens, though.
Right. The focus, if you remember.
Oh, you're right. I had to be under here.
Well, no, it just has to relate to that.
Yeah.
Can you find a way to make that relate to it?
Well, yeah, we just had a scene where Gort's entrails what came out. Now we want to know, like,
where they came out of.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, but, you know.
Okay.
What a Gort looks like might also relate to how death can be their freedom.
Ooh, yeah, that relates to the religion as well.
So,
if there's a spiritual aspect there. But again, we're talking, as long as you can justify it, I think we do it. Or does the lens
have I actually said that having forgotten the about lens. The focus
yeah.
bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the way to establish those facts also is by just talking about it in scenes. Like, I established the fact that Gort go barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right? And it says something about their anatomy.
They have entrails.
I was trying to knock it out in one shot. But okay, so maybe that's so I can't do that after all. Okay, well, actually, I guess this wouldn't be a so quick a scene.
Doesn't have to be quick.
Well, the next question
you can create another event instead if you want to just create you don't have to create a scene,
right? So what is the focus? Is the focus the appearance of the Hundred Prophets or the decadence of the Tlacan?
The Hundred Prophets, right?
The Hundred Prophets, okay.
That's what I said.
Yeah. And their religion, I think you specifically said.
Okay, well then I'm going to go back to my original idea, which is create the period of the ascension of the religion of the Hundred Prophets, which should have a name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call it, you know what? It sounds a little bit cheesy, but I'm going to call it Hundredism. Yep. The ascension of Hundredism.
Decadism? No, that's it.
It gets confusing real quick.
Yeah.
Thanks.
The construction of the Temple of the Hundred. Which I think.
Alright, so this is a thing I forgot to do, which is actually make a focus card. That doesn't go anywhere in particular, it's just so that we can
keep track
reference
of it. Around. Thanks, John.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an event?
Yes.
Okay, so
make sure you need an event before you can put a scene in it.
Yes. So, the construction of the Temple of the Hundred is a terrible time. A brick could not be laid without the cutting of a construction worker. They were all Gort. And they fought each other to build it. It was a race to the finish to be the person who put bricks down. It was a glory to build it. And violence was necessary, because violence was the way that you express. the Hundredism. And to put 100 bricks was the greatest honor you could get. And to remove the possibility of someone placing 100 bricks was another great honor.
Okay.
The ritual sacrifice of the 100 prophet at the Grand Square of Tlacan. Which is an event that is in the decadence of Tlacan and subsequent to the appearance of the 100 prophets.
Mm. Okay, I think we actually are supposed to do...
Mm. Okay. Okay. And I want to say that this was done in mockery of the religion of Hundredism by the Tlacin.
Okay.
I'm supposed to write the answer to the questions on the card. So,
The inspiration was that death is freedom.
Paraphrasing, but they must have a lot of room.
Their entrails were removed and boiled and eaten. Because why not? Seems like the thing you do with entrails.
Damn, this is dark.
That's why it's a dark card.
Yeah.
It gets better.
Oh, obviously.
And clearly there's a second golden age, right?
Yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm.
We saw what that one was. That shit wasn't dark.
Alright, so Prince Mitik, the second prince of the Empire, founds a Gort sanctuary.
What grade is this in?
This is right where it is.
Okay.
Gort sanctuary.
And that's evil.
That's
dark
period.
Yes. Okay. Well, is that after the
relocating
Native Americans?
You can,
is pretty dark.
You can give an explanation of actual. In this case, it would be the Native Americans relocating.
Yeah, that's what I read into there.
Yeah, it's a combination of that and that the Gort would rather be disemboweled. And putting them in a sanctuary where they can't be.
Kill our own species at maximum speed, please.
Right.
All right.
I don't know if I want to define it any more particularly than that. Can somebody define
is
a scene
Prince
within
Mitik,
it?
Is Prince Mitik Tlacine or
yes,
Gort?
Yes, yeah. He's Tlacine. Oh, sorry. I was under the... Oh, okay. Thank you. In my Germanic spelling...
I realize that's against the rules, but I had to make sure Mitik was spelled with a C and not a K.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Soft C.
So yeah, whatever that means for the Gort and etc. It's dark, though.
So that's one pass.
Well,
he gets the last one.
I get the last one.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? Why? He's putting a scene in...
Yes, I'm going to put it... Make a
scene
in the
scene. About... Prince Mitik.
Yes. And why did he agree? Yes.
Why did he agree to the shaman's plan?
It's
is
true.
That shaman's apostrophe S or shaman's S apostrophe?
Maybe.
And are these Gort shaman?
We don't know.
No. I think we're going to wait till Dave gets back before we get into details. I do have an answer for you, though. The question is, why did Mitik agree to the shaman's plan for a sanctuary?
To the whose plan?
The shaman's.
Okay.
And I think it is multiple shamans. And the characters are Mitik, of course, and no Gorts. You have first choice on character.
I'll be shaman number one.
I'll be shaman number two.
I'll be Prince Mitik.
My shaman will be Shoshka.
And mine will be...
That's X-O-X-C-A.
Monster.
You are a monster. Where did you say this was again?
Council room?
Council room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you have
it? I will be
still working on it.
King Tlacine, as the king foregoes his when coronated king, you lose your name.
Yeah, is he named after the people or the empire?
Let's go with the empire. King
Tlacan.
Yeah. King Tlacan.
You are the 357th.
Also foregoes lowercase.
Yeah, I'll be.
It wasn't invented yet.
They don't even have writing, remember?
Charlemagne invented lowercase. Well, Charlemagne's scribes invented lowercase.
No, I just forgot to write in lowercase.
Which is a really cool thing.
The king!
I'll be Quet. Q-U-E-T.
It's good to be the king. It is terrible to be the king.
I'm going to play Time. The arrival of a mob of Gort... led by several of the prophets.
New prophets. Or maybe old ones. Oh, shit.
So, yeah. The question again is, why did Mitik agree to the shaman's plan for a sanctuary?
So who's playing Mitik?
He's playing Mitik. He's playing the king. You guys
are the
shamans.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you have a consensus, maybe you don't. That's up to you.
So I guess we have thoughts before the...
Sure.
Have thoughts. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, if the Gort kill all of themselves, we will have no entertainment and no manual labor. And the Tlacine, our society will break down. We don't deserve that. We're decadent.
And your thoughts, Shosha?
Shosha thinks the spirits have spoken with Shosha. The spirits have told Shosha the Gort will be the downfall of all of us. The spirits do not lie. The Gort cannot be exterminated. We need them. But they can be contained, controlled. Let's speak to spirits.
Prince Mitik is tired of hearing all about this Gort thing. They used to be our slaves, and I simply don't understand what's gone wrong. I'm tired of their faces.
The king is thinking, whichever one of my sons can make this problem go away, I will declare my heir.
The Gorts want blood. Possibly their own, but they want blood.
Oh. I love the Gorts.
So we got a reverse clock going on. The siege becomes much weaker with time.
It's gonna happen.
Maybe.
There's like one Gort out there, but god damn is there one Gort out there.
It's like that last M&M in a bag of M&M's except you've had them all fight.
Except it's Highlander, the M&M.
No, that's what I'm talking about. It's a story for another time. You have your M&M's fight, and you find out what the best M&M is.
Okay, well anyway.
So, see, the Gorts are coming.
My prince, you are well aware of the Gort uprising, and we have a proposal. We have consulted the spirits, and they have given us many messages and much wisdom that we would like to share and put before you.
Fine, be quick about it.
Holy Shosha, would you...
The spirits have spoken with me. They say that the Gort will be the downfall... of us all.
We can't have a downfall. We're Tlacine.
The spirits do not lie. And Shosha is gesticulating wildly with her major arms while her minor arms are clasped tightly across her chest in a frustrated pattern. She says, no, you do not understand. The spirits do not lie. Would you cross the spirits of our ancestors?
Of course I wouldn't cross the spirits of our ancestors. But I can't imagine how we could possibly fall. We are so strong, and they are servants. What could servants do to their masters? Even now, they're out there butchering themselves. What should we have to fear?
Quet, what have you seen?
I have seen the truth of Prince Mitik's words. As you say, there's no way that we could possibly fall. We must keep these Gort in line, and... seeing as how I'm sure that your reign will last 100,000 years, the spirits speak to me of your wisdom, saying that those 100,000 years will be awfully boring with the Gort continuing to rebel. Therefore, we must find a solution to quell them.
I suppose. Don't you normally take up these details with Father?
We do, but your father has pressing matters. Would you like us to consult him?
Well, I suppose I don't have anything that I need to be doing right now. I understand my Gort servants are out there rather than in here entertaining.
There's the distant sound of trumpets as the first wall is breached.
They are dangerous. We must contain them, and she sort of gestures with both sets of arms like this.
And Quet uses two arms to put your arms down.
spirits speak to me.
Yes, let us consult the king. Tell the king what the spirits have to say. I'm sure he will create the power to...
My approval ratings are down to 53%. This will not hold.
The lowest Eddie Tlacon has ever had.
The king is watching a, like, ticker tape machine that's just running off a constant stream of his approval ratings. For if it ever falls below 50, he must appoint a successor.
What? We said an illiterate empire. So
an.
I guess, an illiterate, yeah. So I guess that's not us.
No, that's not us. Is this the Gort thing? Is that what this is? Is that what's happening here?
Yes, they're all about the Gorts again.
Yeah, that's true. They could have...
Can't you just tell them to go quiet down and back to their stables?
They are a rioting new cult, my lords.
We must round them up and contain them. Work camps. Where they can farm the land and be harvested for food, but and not destroy our city.
Oh god, it's 52!
We can ensure that they continue to breed so we will not run out of them in their suicidal frenzy.
Will they at least entertain us still from there? I'm not going to go somewhere.
The spirits speak to me. They're almost upon us.
Fine. Are you sure this is going to work?
I've already picked out a plot of land that we can begin building a sanctuary upon, where we can corral the Gorts and control this bloodlust frenzy they're in.
One of you kids, is going to have to watch over this. One of you kids is going to have to take responsibility. I can't do this kind of thing. I got to watch the ticker.
Well, I suppose I'll go out and tell them that they can all go to this land. Is that what you want from me?
It's too
late. I'll get my Gort to do it.
We're doomed.
I'm sure the spirits are fine with this.
The spirits are not fine with this.
That's...
You
yes,
insult
Cho-Cha.
The spirits.
I do not insult the spirits, Cho-Cha. I am trying to keep you from insulting the... Very well, then. I suppose...
Blood entertainment around here.
No blood in the throne room. There's a room for this. Go outside.
Very well.
And then the prophets.
That's right. We bow.
Oh, my approval. The spirits just went up.
Oh, shit. The spirits.
What the spirit demographic is on the rise.
I'm willing to leave what happens to that particular fight as a question
fight.
For a future scene.
Yeah.
That could be interesting.
Creates a new
so,
tradition of shaman fighting.
Is the answer
sort of like
boredom?
Sage fighting.
I guess the answer is pressure.
Pressure.
Gort pressure.
Yeah.
Pressure from the Gort mass suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
or uprising.
Do we feel like that ended on a light note or a dark note?
Well, one of the shamans is going to die.
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
Maybe.
Not necessarily. I mean,
Cho-Cho was right. Was right nuts.
The rules could be to the first blood or second blood or first entrails or all kinds of different things.
Second arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say first arm lost. We have spares, evidently.
Yeah.
Who knows? We don't know how that scene, if we want to find out, we'll have to go and look at that scene.
I'm going to actually think that in the future, declaring details of anatomy or society are probably subject to a push if somebody wants to push back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you feel like having the Thlacine be forearmed is dumb, you can certainly say, no, we've only got
that
two arms.
That affects my character. We only have two arms. That's dumb. We only have one arm.
We only have the one arm.
So yeah, if you feel an idea is bad, or if you feel like you can make the idea better.
Yeah.
You know?
And if everyone agrees, I guess it's fine, right?
Yeah.
Well, we'll do a push, which is you put your proposal on the table, and then everyone else has the opportunity to put a proposal on the table.
Yeah, and then,
we'll
the
vote.
Best one.
Yeah, and if everybody agrees, it just
happens.
Yeah. So, light or dark? I kind of feel like that was still dark.
Yeah.
That was like... Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
All right, so now does the lens shift to me?
Yes and no.
We need
to do a legacy first.
Legacy.
I think I get to make the legacy.
What's a legacy?
So the player to the right of the lens, actually Joanna gets to make it, looks back over what happened during this focus and picks something to be a legacy. It has to be something that appeared in play this round, either for the first time or reappearing from earlier in the game. You may not make something new. No, you're not making something new. Just singling out something already in the history. Choose something you're interested in and want to explore more. It has to be something specific from the history, not a broad concept or idea. And then you write a legacy card. Write the legacy on a card along with the name of your player and fold in half so it stands up and other people can see it.
So would Tlacan language count as a legacy?
Sure. All right. I don't see why not. We've only seen the ticker tape, but if you're if you're interested in that, well, actually, no. I guess you've seen the clan talking,
yeah.
But we haven't.
Yeah. I'm gesticulating wildly.
We have only seen the clan talking to the Gort.
No, just
a little teensy bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he may have been speaking in Gort because of being the Gort master.
So, then
write your name on it too.
Oh, right. I'm not entirely sure that I entirely understand this part.
And now you get to create one event anywhere in history that pertains to the language of the...
Oh, okay.
I
so now
you
make an event or scene.
Yes.
And get it. An event or dictated scene. Let's go back to dictated scenes. We never really talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you want to make a scene, you can do that, but it'll be... Basically, you'll narrate it, not...
Goal? Yeah. It'll be one of those full panel, possibly with some narrator text, but no...
It looks like you're making an event.
But no dialogue.
Yeah.
Or very little dialogue.
Or there's a narrator as you see clips of footage from the...
A little vignette, if you will.
Alright, so my event is the Gort forsake the Tlacan language.
Ooh.
Where's that going?
And that's, if I had force powers, I would put it under,
And it can be.
Yeah, you can put it between
things.
Yeah,
it's under the fall.
Okay.
But is it before or after the Tlacian fade?
It's before they fade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So now.
So do I keep this like it's my name?
Yep.
Yep.
Put it right in front of you.
And now you
are
the lens.
A lens weighted.
So first off, you need to choose a focus.
Right.
So my focus is gone. You can just write on the back of my focus.
Okay.
I think that would be fine.
All sorts.
And what do I focus on again? What are the options? Well, okay. Is it one of these things or is it any?
I think
more?
It's any theme within the like.
Okay.
Let's go back and make sure.
Yeah. I'm
okay.
To keep everyone playing the same game, the lens picks a focus, unifying theme that ties the story together at least until the lens picks a new one. Can be anything. A person, a place, a thing, an institution, an event, a period, a concept. Anything you want.
Okay.
Can be something that already came up in play, or you can make something new on the spot. If you're making something new, you'll usually declare the focus, then make a period, event, or scene to show what you're talking about.
Okay, so when I... So first I create the focus, and then I can't remember. Do I get to, create a scene? Or I get to immediately make a period, event,
period,
scene.
Event, or scene.
Okay.
If you like, you can make a period and an event, or an event and a scene.
At
they
the
have
same
to be
time.
Nested.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can't do three. You can't do a period, event, and scene.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm going to make my focus the nature of the Gort.
Mm-hmm. Ah. The question you wanted to answer before.
Yay.
Yes.
Yay.
And for my history item, I'm going to create a dictated scene.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a dictated scene wherein the Gort... I don't know if how this works as a scene. What I want to do is make a thing where it just explains why the Gort were made the way they are.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get a little exposition.
Okay, so the Gort were created at the height of the golden age of the...
You still have to make a question, I think.
Okay.
Decide where to put the scene in history and review what we already know, and then narrate what happens to answer that question.
Okay. Where's the small pen? Can I have a small pen for this? Since that seems to be what we do with scenes. Okay, so my question is, what happens when Gort die?
Hmm.
Let me say, what happens when a Gort dies?
Yeah. So where is this going? What event is this going under? It could be
the creation of the Gort.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's two we're not going to bother naming them, shamans are working on the grand servant creation, which is to build a servitor species to the Tarkan. And they debate how it should reproduce.
Mm.
And they don't want it to reproduce, they want it to be one gender and reproduce asexually. And what they decide is that to control the population, they will only make so many. And each gort is born pregnant, and when it dies, a new gort grows out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we see one of the first gort, and they're sort of like they're killing it and demonstrating
a new gort emerges from its body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Answer.
There will be a static number of gorts.
We did, however, establish in the fiction that the other gort had family.
Well, that can mean
some number of gort.
But it could be a father and a son.
The father will always be dead.
That's true. So, I mean...
Okay, maybe I can't do this then.
Maybe people mate at the same time.
It could be that they form maybe a limited... It could be more than one, and they form sibling groups.
Two gorts... emerge.
Yeah. Oh shit!
that explains a lot about.
So it's like a sibling or cousin group is your family.
You might have nephews,
brother.
Yeah, you could have brothers, and you could have nephews.
Yeah.
Well, you could have sisters, and you could have nieces.
Two gorts emerge from the entrails.
Yeah.
The latter is actually more likely because most parthenogenic species are female.
Almost by definition, if you can have children, you're female. Mm-hmm. Female is the default, not male.
That's true.
Our language is just dumb.
Okay.
It is.
So,
in that
you need to write the answer on there.
Right.
Which I suppose is two gorts are born.
Yeah.
One gort enters, two gort leave.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Most backwards arena ever.
Two gorts enter, three gorts leave.
Yeah. Also true.
People might take that the wrong way if they haven't listened to the rest of this.
But I'm going to call that bright. Or I'm going to call that light.
Yeah.
Sure. So I get from the entrails of one dead gort.
God, this is interesting. That actually puts the whole religion in a completely different light.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and I also, kind of the unintentional.
It also makes the suiciding mob
terrifying.
So much more meaningful.
Yeah.
They're also coming out as like, I mean, you can't fit two full size people in a person.
No,
no,
but you can fit two full intelligence people in a person.
Oh God.
Ooh.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Oh, that is creepy. Ah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Gort are born...
We haven't defined that yet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's leave it up to the cards. I think it's sort of interesting both ways.
Right.
Alright. I'd like to have a scene. And I think the question... It's going to take place during the construction of the Temple of the Hundred. Too bad it's 100. Maybe Gort are bad at math.
Well, how do we know they don't use base 8 or base 4 or base 16?
Yeah. Well, they may
come on now.
That's true.
Base 64. That's a lot of Gort.
That's a... It largely depends on how many fingers they have.
Well, what else did you say? When you said the Temple of the Hundred, what else did you say when you were describing it?
The Temple of the Hundred is a race to glory.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
To place 100 bricks is the greatest glory.
Right.
Second only to the glory of stopping someone from placing 100 bricks.
And a gort needs to be cut for every brick laid?
Well, not specifically. But it tends to be on average.
It sounded to me like that was a...
That was a rule, yeah. When you said it, I assumed it was part of the ritual of laying a brick.
It can be.
Well,
yeah.
I assumed it was like a setting that... Or a saying that had passed down from the generations.
Yeah. I didn't mean it literally.
Literally, but
blood mortar.
Yeah.
What would a gort build?
You know, this also explains how they could kill 100 prophets in the courtyard and not run out of prophets.
It's true.
Well, Will said that they were boiled and eaten.
Oh.
I didn't say that.
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, they were in mockery of the original sacrifice.
Which would be a way to prevent them from regenerating.
Mm. And in fact, I've also established that they're if you caught that, the Gort also used for food in general.
Yes.
So,
I think
that is a way to control the population.
This scene is better dictated than played out in specific. The Gort.
Rot.
Well, if you're going to dictate it, I want to mention something else that's not going to be relevant, but. Might be worth knowing, which is pushing the "you already knew that" clause during a scene. You might want to describe something that retroactively changes what another player's character knows, and you can do that, but if it's news to the other player, you have to do a push for it, and then you basically have a vote to see whether that really happens or not.
Okay.
Sorry, it's not totally relevant, but I did want to get that in before you started the scene, regardless.
I'm going to say that what... It starts off as a simple mob.
What was the question again?
What would a Gort build? Gort haven't built anything before. They have no structures. Everything that they've ever been given is made by the Tlakhan. Except for what they have been forced to build by the Tlakhan. It starts as a simple riot. Most of the riots are done. This is more spontaneous. This isn't even necessarily in the midst of Tlakhan, which is also the name of the city.
Which we've established in fiction.
Yes. But this is off in their reservation, and they've got these structures built to the specifications of the Tlacine. They're subtle and arching despite their utility. And it starts as one Gort during a regular riot starts pulling down a statue. And then another starts pulling it down, seeing its fellow. And before you know it, their entire town is being ransacked. And bricks are being thrown left and right. Until someone starts purposefully piling them. And they are thrown brick by brick onto a mound until almost by consensus of a mob they decide that they must be building something, and they must be building a temple to the Hundred, and it becomes a fucking frenzy. You can't distinguish whose one limb is going where. Everything is blurred together. It's just a stampede of meat and bricks rushing towards the finish line. People are breaking each other just to get to the mound, and they're cutting it apart, and their children are just, as soon as they're born, with a brick in their hands trying to lay hand on the temple. You have some very small Gort when this is done.
So what's the answer?
I want to push that the children, while born pregnant, if they are killed, they can't immediately reproduce. They have to
eat something.
Yeah, they have to grow up some, and so the children fled when the temple was created and were not actually building the temple.
Okay.
Well, this is a push. I'm suggesting an alternative to what you said. So my proposal is that the children of those who died did not participate in building the temple. You're saying that they continued to build the temple. If anyone else would like to suggest an alternative to those two ideas, they can.
I will perhaps make a modification that while the children are born with not baby intelligence, they're born with maybe a child's intelligence. So half-formed, if you will, as adults. And only about half of the children escaped. The rest were crushed before they could reproduce. So the numbers stayed roughly constant during the construction of the temple.
All right. Do you, either of you have a proposal?
No.
I vote for Dames.
Well, no, that's not how it works. Okay. We're going to find out how voting works here. You're going to point... We'll all decide which persons we like the most, and then we will point at the person that we think is the best. Can be your own proposal. You can actually vote for two proposals if you like them.
So it's approval voting.
Right.
As opposed
but to... But it's not... You don't have two votes. You have 1 to 10 votes. So I could be like...
Up to 12.
I like mine and Dave's.
I see.
Oh, God.
God.
Oh.
Can we?
Let's just point with one finger.
I vote against this voting.
It's not as bad as it sounds. If we're all doing it at the same time, we can just count fingers aimed at us.
Yeah.
Right.
Although, mathematically, they've shown that this is indistinguishable from approval voting, though. So you really only need one finger.
Well, let's just point however many fingers.
We'll point however many fingers, sure. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Aim. Fire.
Oh. Wait, we can vote for ourselves?
Yes.
You can vote for your own one. You can only point one hand at one person. I'm sorry, I didn't make that clear.
All right.
So that's 10 for Will and 13 for Dave and 6 for me.
All right. So it shall be written.
What a weird system. Why not just have everyone say yes or no to each specific thing?
Yeah. You know what? It's the way it is. What are you going to do?
There's actually one other option I forgot to mention, is now if you support all ideas equally, you can hold up one hand for the Fist of Solidarity, aka the Rock, or those ideas all rock.
Which is equivalent to like not voting for anyone.
Well, the Rock is always positive because if you hated the ideas, you would have proposed something different.
I see.
Unless you're uncreative or lazy or
I should promote the use of the horns instead, but
but then you're voting it too for the ceiling.
That's true. Anyway,
I don't know. I don't think the voting system is that trash.
It's
I don't think
trash.
It'll come up that often.
It probably won't come up that often.
You know what though? It's taught me is that you don't push for nothing. Maybe they make the voting system asinine and slightly disincentivized trying to push out.
I don't think it's asinine. I think it just seems silly because you're pointing fingers all over the place.
I think actually, you know what? Actually, the reason that they do the finger thing is because when people are voting for different things, they're going to throw 2, 3, 4, and that will break ties.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's designed that way so that, because if it was just approval counting, you'll have a lot of things that get 4 votes or 3 votes, they'll tie and... I get it.
You know, I liked my idea slightly more than yours, but I liked yours too. And if I had 3 hands, I probably would have sent 1 vote at Will's. And
oh, thanks. 1 vote.
I only gave Dave 2.
Yeah.
No, but
you're stingy as hell.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I like
But anyhow.
So you get to take over narration and continue.
A towering mound of brick upon brick with no mortar.
And some of their own buried in there,
I guess. Some of their own.
It's kind of like mortar.
A body and brick mound, and it is dark.
It's pretty dark.
Yeah.
Dave time.
This is a scene that is happening during the Gort forsaking the Tlacan language.
Mm-hmm.
Why was the only heir born to King Tlacan 504, born mute. People who must be in the scene. Queen Tlacan 504C.
Damn.
And remember, you can also ban people from being in the scene.
I know, there. The king is not there. The king is not there, the queen is there.
Person to the right of the player making the scene picks first. So Will gets
this guy.
It just happened I made both scenes.
Will be
the first two
the
scenes.
Royal midwife.
I will be the royal physician.
I'm going to be one of the shamans.
Can I be the heir's twin sister in utero?
Sure.
Is the, I mean, that says
only,
a
only
thing.
If you can do anything
as,
when you're born.
As time.
As time.
As time.
I guess I'm the queen. Oh no, Dave has to play a female character.
Teach you his whole life. Trash character into a scene. Well, no, it's just because all she's got to do is sit around there and be like, birth.
Which we assume is terrible for their species because...
We don't. That's why I've said...
Here you go.
Do we want to name the...
King?
Do we want to name the royal midwife physician? There's sort of a tradition here of people holding jobs only being spoken to as their job title. But I have no objection to people naming the midwife or the physician or
I
the shaman.
I would not presume to tell the queen
shamans
my name.
Named.
Yeah, Tlatlan is my name.
Tlatlan. Sure. Tlatlan.
Wait, Tlatlan?
Tlatlan.
Tlatlan.
T-L-A-T-L-A-N.
Okay.
Yeah, Tlatlan. Tlatlan. Ah.
What?
Don't play dumb.
Does anyone else want a
good to me.
Physician? We want to keep physician and midwife as physician and midwife.
I don't know. I think the midwife shouldn't have her name be relevant to this.
Okay.
I don't know about
so
the
then reveal thoughts.
I'm gonna actually set the scene.
Okay.
The queen is holding the child, the midwife, and it is in her, I guess, her royal sleeping chamber. She is curled in her bed. The child sort of wrapped in her small manipulator arms.
Oh.
And
not,
she,
not all four?
She's grasping, no, well, three of them. One of her main arms, and then she's also grasping at the royal midwife. And I think that's where she is, so I guess the midwife is by the bed, the physician is by the bed. I don't care where the shaman is in the room. And the heir's twin clearly in utero, still.
So, and technically you're supposed to set the stage before we choose characters, but...
Oh, okay, I forgot.
No,
that's
okay.
Did that out of order.
It's a birth chamber.
Yeah. So,
unless
now...
Unless it's the back of a horse.
The breeding chamber.
Yeah.
The birthing chamber. Maybe it's just the birthing chamber.
Oh, my.
So she's actually laid out in a, like, a sort of a curvaceous marble scoop.
Thoughts.
This is the first child of Tlacan. They've been trying for years, and I'm terrified that if this one doesn't survive like the others haven't, that I'm going to get blamed.
The king has tasked me with keeping this child alive. No matter what. I'm the royal physician.
You ain't some physician.
Well, no. The point is, your job, you're the royal midwife. Your job is deliver babies. I'm not here to deliver the baby. I'm here to treat the baby.
I've foreseen dark tidings around this birth. But the king's touchiness on the subject has kept me from saying as much as I probably should have, and I regret it because there's too many people in this birthing chamber.
So, the Tlacan never have twins. It's an astronomical rarity. And so, the fact that the queen has a second child that has not been birthed yet hasn't occurred to anybody. But it will have dire consequences.
That's just gorgeous.
And my thought is, the child, it doesn't cry out. It just lolls.
My queen, you must strike it upon the bottom.
It does nothing. It does not even react.
It lives. It yet lives.
It does.
We'll see about that. I take the baby from the queen.
No.
Well, no, not see about it being lived. Like, I'm checking that it's alive. I check the infant's vitals. And I conclude that he is alive, but his lungs are malformed, and he may not breathe for long. I don't tell you that.
What an ass!
What?
Storytelling jerk.
What is it?
It's like,
what is wrong with him?
He is gravely ill, Your Majesty. This child may not survive the night.
Why have we been so cursed?
It is beyond my medical knowledge to determine such a thing. However, after the last three, I have prepared a potential... I have prepared an experimental treatment that may save his life.
Shaman, what do you see?
I see death, but I see life, a spark in the death. Many, many Gorts may need to be born for this one to survive.
Gort? How so?
I don't know. The spirits only speak to me in whispers, and I can't hear them.
This is
over the muttering.
This is a scene under this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Muttering of the Gort.
We've sort of answered the question at this point, other than like what exactly, how that exactly relates.
I have more. If
you do,
if I'm, but I don't want to like just steal the whole scene.
No, that's this is what I was looking for.
Well, then I'll steal the whole scene then.
But you know, at some point, you probably want to do something.
I'm thinking about it, working on it,
and. I may...
Kill me anytime you like.
Steal the scene from Blake after he steals the scene.
Okay.
Because I have an idea as well, so...
Well, before you say that, the queen's abdomen is struck with crippling pain. She does not understand why.
She sort of curls up.
My queen!
I take...
Perch.
I take the child from the room. I take him to my lab.
You can't do that.
I operate under the orders... The direct orders of the king.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong.
I must attend my queen.
Don't leave me.
What's wrong? Madman. No. He's done this before. Don't worry.
Don't.
He's to save many babes.
There's something wrong. There's something wrong.
It's as though you're pregnant, but you can't be. It's too soon.
And she pulls apart her... her canal.
Her birth canal.
Yep. Sure is one in there.
And she's hemorrhaging badly. And...
Oh, God. Oh, God, there are two. Oh, we've got to get this out of you immediately.
Meanwhile... the... royal physician... has opened up has surgically opened the child's chest and is replacing his lungs with a machine. A tiny child-sized cybernetic lung. Or mechanical lung.
Alright, so this is the point where I'm going to push to say that he's actually replacing it with Gort lungs.
Okay.
Thought that might happen.
What I was going for was that because of... he'll be able to breathe, but he won't be able to speak.
Well, I said born mute.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That seemed to me like it counted.
Well, we have a push.
Okay. That's true.
Ready?
Well, first off, does anyone else have other proposals?
So just for clarity, my proposal is the child will be able to breathe, but not be able to speak... and therefore only be able to speak the Gort language, which is sign language.
No, we've already heard Gorts talking, haven't we?
Yes.
Well, their new language when they've forsaken the other one.
Oh, well...
Yeah, we don't know what their language is.
Oh, actually, but. I assumed that scenes in which Gorts communicated with each other did not necessarily imply...
We haven't heard a Gort talk to a Tulsine, either.
No.
No.
Yeah.
We've
heard a Tulsine talk to a Gort.
But
which
that was the Gort
different.
Master
Right.
Mm-hmm. And may have been speaking in Gort.
Yeah.
For all we know.
And it's not like they have a hard time doing it. They only need the one.
Yeah, it's true. They are one-armed creatures.
I don't think
we don't actually establish that.
Oh, I tried so hard.
It was established between scenes, and therefore not established.
So we have scenes. We have the machine. We have basically the same thing, but Gort lungs rather than mechanical.
How would, if I can ask you a question, how would him having Gort lungs reflect on the Gort forsaking the Tlakan language?
It happens during this period. We don't know yet.
Mm.
It's just a scene.
Okay. So it's just a thing that happens?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it would reflect on the nature of the Gort if there's a Tlacine that was part Gort.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Anyone else?
Yanni took mine.
One, two, three.
Okay.
Right. So, well.
Gort lungs.
Again with your one damn finger, Joey.
Hey,
you're ruining democracy.
I'm ruining it.
She can ruin democracy however she wants.
This is the finger you use to ruin democracy.
That's right. I have the freedom to ruin democracy if I so choose. This is America.
You're terrible.
Alright. Terrible. And we just, that's the end of the scene there, right?
Because you're trying to stifle her one-fingered voice.
The Gort lungs don't allow
her one-fingered
the...
Thanks. Finger rights, right?
Oh, well, you're...
The air to speak.
Johanna.
Once upon a time, I had an idea. And then I kept thinking that I was a little baby and wondering how I could help.
Murder
okay, me. So the nature of the Gort. I know what I'm going to do. Excuse me.
I called you a madman. That was my job in the scene.
And there's a little pen, if that would be helpful.
I'm going to make an event.
An event.
That takes place at the height of the age of the Gort. The height of the Gort Golden Age. Let's make it interesting. The Gort create their own pet race.
Oh my.
Nice.
Yes, I want a beverage.
And they'll have half an arm.
I think shortly after... The heir was born mute, and the Gort forsake the Tlacine language. The Tlacine follow suit and give up their language as well, which might lead into why their society kind of fell apart.
Does that mean they go mute, or does that mean they take up the Gort language?
I don't know.
Okay.
Seeing as
I ask this question only because the bounds of defining an event are
Think
open, and so I'm not trying to push you in one direction. I'm trying
to
refine.
You did pick that legacy. I think.
I know it's relevant to my interests.
The Tlacine
also. They better adopt the Gort language, or else I don't see how this relates to the nature of the Gort.
Sure. Sounds good. Dave and Joanna, I'm going to suggest shorting both of you and doing one more focus.
I think that's the right answer,
yes.
Actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is
running
long.
Late.
Yes. Like I said, it takes a long time.
Yeah, it's a rainy afternoon kind of game.
We haven't been recording for all that long.
8-ish? Maybe?
Yeah.
So this would actually work well in a 4-hour con slot.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
I think if having played this, I could probably explain it a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of learning curve time, so... Yeah.
All right. The 100th prophet... My event is... The 100th prophet lays out the tenets of hundredism.
Hmm.
And then we got a scene, which is... Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to... This probably is an inconsiderate choice, but I'm going to make the question, what are the tenets of hundredism?
Well, there's 100 of them.
Oh, shit.
2 days later.
But they all go something like this.
The first tenet is you do not describe hundredism, Doc.
Actually, you know what? Well, no, what, you know... I'm actually going to change it. I'm not going to say what are the tenets of hundredism, and I'm going to say why... Was the 100th prophet the last?
Why was the 100th prophet the end of the prophets? I guess so. It's basically right after the appearance of the 100 prophets,
mm-hmm.
because you know the 100 prophets have appeared. This is part of laying out the tenets of hundredism, which may explain why the 100th prophet was the last. But before the 100 prophets are. We also know that they believe that death, or the discovery of the first prophet was death equals freedom for a Gort. I'm going to say this takes place in the Gort habitation, which is wherever it is they keep them.
The Gort sanctuary?
No.
No, we don't actually have that yet.
This is more like the Gort pens, or whatever they're kept in. I'm not going to bother to, I'm not going to define what that is.
Yeah.
Someone else can do it. In the Gort habitation, I'm going to ban, because I can only make two characters.
You can make
so
two
I can't
characters
say,
and ban two characters.
I can't say all 100 prophets are there. Alright, well then I will say, I will say two characters there. One of them is Galag, right? That was his name?
The first prophet. The first prophet.
Yeah. Galag.
He's still kicking around, I guess.
This isn't that far in the future.
Well, there's 100 prophets now. So
yeah, with Gort, that doesn't take that long.
Good odds on one of them dying, though.
Galag, the first prophet, and Alep, the 100th prophet, are there. Those are my two characters that I'm setting out. And I'm going to ban Tlacan, or Tlacine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Gort-only party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I act with one arm, even though that's not established?
You can establish it as soon as the scene starts.
All right.
So, unless I establish that we've got three arms first.
And no!
So Yanni gets first crack at this one.
I'll take a lap.
Okay.
I will be... I don't want to be Galag. I'm going to be random Gort worshiper number one.
Okay. Okay, so hang on.
Acolyte. Maybe.
Acolyte, yes, I'm Gort.
So do
Acolyte.
I write that, I add that down here as well?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So Gort, Acolyte,
Chorb.
I'll reprise the role of Galag.
I don't think we actually really have to write the characters on there, I've just been doing it to make it easier
well,
to remember.
Yeah,
to remember them.
I
will be the Throngs playing time.
Mm-hmm.
Throngs?
Other Gort acolytes, the Gort multitudes.
The millions and millions.
Millions and millions of throngs.
The millions of dollars. The millions of dollars.
And I will be, since both my prophets are nabbed, I'll be a new prophet, or a different prophet. I will be the 81st prophet, Bic.
And we've added a Q to the language. Bip.
Bip. Okay.
Then more unpronounceable sounds.
Yeah.
What is it? Describe the scene again, real quick.
We are in the place where Gort are kept when they're not doing their work. You know, mm-hmm. We're in the Gort habitation area of whatever quality. There are. I guess I can't dictate. Because I can't dictate their presence in the scene. I can't say all 100 prophets are there. Okay. Well, anyway, so there's some number of Gort here, including a multitude of Gorks, at least one acolyte, and at least three prophets. It is a time of Gort rest for whatever reason. And the question is, why was the 100th prophet the last?
I'm thinking that it is time for us to rise up. We have maybe not as many prophets as we need, but 100 is surely enough to overthrow the Tlacine oppressors.
Yeah!
That is my thought.
As an acolyte, I believe in the words of the prophets implicitly in order of priority going from 1 to 100. Sorry, Vic.
Whoa.
Why are you apologizing to him? I'm even lower on the totem pole.
I have given all I can, and my time is nigh.
We are growing impatient
at our servitude, but we have some yet left.
Bick is thinking we've had 100 revelations from 100 Gort, with the most recent being Alep. It's time we drew a revelation from the death of a prophet.
We prophets number in the hundreds.
100 to be exact.
If the counting is right. But
my revelation was that of numbers.
Well, we are there.
Well, you got 100.
So
fingers.
I'm telling you, there's 100, which is
as many fingers as you've got.
Rather many. Actually, round they go.
I think at that point they might be more like cilia than fingers.
I don't want the 100 fingers. I'm going to push against the 100 fingers.
I'll push for it twice.
We have shared this revelation amongst ourselves. I think it is time to Thlasine knew what is evident to all of us.
Yeah! What's evident to us?
Mm-hmm. And what would that be?
Yeah, what is it?
100 revelations. We haven't told them. They have not seen the light. They continue to make us...
We will not be here forever. And Sir Gala gestures to his bloated body. He is about to rupture with his children if he lives much longer. She, I suppose, is about to rupture with her children
and
if she lives much longer.
Dying of old age is rough.
Yup.
Spake again your revelation, Prophet Alep.
The Thlasine shall aid us in immortalizing the prophets.
Yeah, make a statue.
We will tell them, and then we will live forever in memory.
But how do we tell them? Do we tell them through the Gortmaster? He's the only one that speaks our language. Prophets, what do we do?
He speaks much truth in that just as we must die to gain a release and see the birth of our children, our movement, our circle of prophets, must in turn die and its wisdom be dispersed into the world as its children.
You heard him. He said it.
Hey, let's kill someone. That guy, I guess.
Who will see through the death of the first prophet?
Or the 100th.
I will, if I must. It is my duty as the lead
acolyte. I give myself freely, but we cannot give our revelations once we are dead. We must pass those on to the throng now, before it is too late.
Give it up.
Remember, we are genetically forbidden from writing. So you guys have to remember this.
Remember it well.
And then I start. I am Galag the First. I discovered that our release is in death, and our glory as well.
Yeah!
And then...
Prophet number two.
Yeah, and then prophet they get somebody going down the line.
Yeah, well, you're next if we're...
Okay, well,
going
we don't have to go down the hole.
I am Bick the 81st, and my discovery is that through having my revelation was that we can math is not forbidden us, for with many for Gort are many, and if each remembers one number, we can count to any number
except for one higher than us.
All we have to
I kill that guy. Boom. One higher.
Oh, my God.
The Gort have discovered infinity.
Oh,
My revelation is that the Klassen fear infinity, and when confronted with it, they will have to do what we require for our freedom.
The question was...
The question is, why did we stop at the 100th?
Mm-hmm.
We have not answered that.
Yeah, that's,
well,
that's
so we made a decision that we're going to... The circle is finished, and now we're going to...
See through ourselves.
We're going to cease to exist and disseminate.
Get the Gort Master. We will reveal our revelation to the Tlassine.
And
then we have
why.
The ritual sacrifice of the 100, and
yes.
That's why there's no more.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go get the Gort Master.
Do we finish that scene?
I think that is the scene.
So
yeah.
The Gort Master comes in and is like, hell no!
I think it's reflection time then.
Yeah.
Ooh, was it light or dark?
Mm.
I liked it.
Yeah, I think that was light.
Yeah.
So what is the legacy of this, Blake?
No, I think I can.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in your.
Yeah,
I thought.
Well,
no, this is Blake's.
No,
lens.
She did legacy.
Oh,
now
sorry. My bad.
Do we want to consider picking this up again later?
I'm perfectly happy leaving it where it is.
Yeah,
okay, I think we've actually like told a pretty complete story here. I mean, there's a few details missing about the exact nature of the fall of the Klassen, but honestly. We've created enough fiction here for one night.
The downside to this is that if we were going to pick it up again, we could probably do it missing one of the five of us, but bringing someone new in would not work as well because
they are not exposed to the entire fiction.
Right,
like,
they're gonna, like,
the fiction only exists within the notes that are on the table.
And they actually pretty explicitly say in here, you know, you could try and do it, but they're going to feel bad about stepping on our toes and... We're going to be correcting them all the time because, you know, they don't know that Gorts have 100 fingers or whatever crazy thing we've come up with or argued about
or
whether it's true or not.
Explodable age.
So if we're going to call this kaput, I'm just not going to bother with legacy.
I would say that, that's fine.
I mean, it is approaching 11.
Yeah,
I was kind of wanting to do another one, but...
You know, you said, oh, okay, well, let's just have Will be the last one.
Less
but
lens,
just,
but
it's
that's
like
going
a
around
lens.
Me.
Yeah,
but it's all. It, I mean,
so I'm sorry, Will. Also,
oh, I got a lot of creating done.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
There's,
I mean,
and I think like yeah, if we all knew the rules and we went around and like we did, you don't have a lot of scenes. Like if you say had four people,
yeah,
like I could imagine even if I ran this as a con game, just facilitating. Basically not
sure.
participating at all. And just being the... Whoosh, no, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Because it almost takes a person to do that if people are learning the game.
I was noticing that.
And then with four people, even if you had scenes, I think you in 4 hours you could certainly get around. You might even be able to do it in two.
Yeah.
Get around all the people and everything and just kind of move quickly.
There was certainly a lot of me
but you
looking upset
how,
because I didn't know what
you
was
could
going
see
on.
How, like, if you were, for instance, setting up the backgrounds of a fantasy campaign and you had it constrained as, like... Fantasy campaign, D&D,
right.
The general cosmology, you could set up a whole history and kingdoms and shit.
This is
way.
A good game for that.
You just said a magic word there, kingdoms, which is actually
which is the, which
how
is the
I got this game.
The sequel to this game.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Is a Kickstarter.
The same guy
that,
is kickstarting another new game called Kingdoms that is much more focused on that.
Yeah.
Like the political portion of the evolution of a kingdom or empire.
But it's actually tied in with Microscope, and I got Microscope free with not free with the Kickstarter.
One of the kingdoms, you would take one of the civilizations, or even, like, a kingdom could be anything. It could be, like, a university.
It could be, like,
a hierarchy, a colony ship, an office. Like, the hierarchy within an office.
Mm.
You know? So it's either three players or there's three roles, I think. But I forget exactly how that works. I listened to an interview with a guy who was doing it. I forget who did the interview, but...
I read it
might
a long
have been
time ago.
Some critical hits, but I don't recall off the top of my head who did it. I could find that and put it in the show notes. But it's... I want Kingdom when it comes out. Is it just Kingdom? I think it's just Kingdom.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So, as we search...
oh, no.
Yeah, too much people will show up for that.
But it's really interesting because these are, like, role-playing games that are designed to sort of set... to create sort of broad scoped fiction that isn't a coherent story necessarily. Mm. So
it is.
Yeah, I actually think that from the way it sounds is the kingdom is actually better at creating stories because I think it goes a little more sequentially, whereas this you could create a whole campaign setting with this.
Yeah. Mm. Actually, you know what this kind of makes me think is a slight bastardization of this would be I could see starting a D&D game and the DM sits down and says, okay, I'm dictating this, and I'm dictating these.
Yep.
Everyone out, you the players,
still in the campaign,
will now play telescope.
Yep, or microscope.
Or microscope.
Telescope would be the opposite.
It's a sci-fi version of the game.
No, there's a lot of people that have advocated using this game as the preface to a traditional RPG. Like, it's just a thing that he want. I think it's the thing he wanted to be able to do.
Right.
You know? The struggles of the elven, human, and dwarven kingdoms. You know?
So we left out my ritual dueling, but we got everything
else.
Well, we had
a ritual dueling.
We totally had
a ritual dueling. Off screen.
Oh, yeah.
Off screen.
Yeah.
It was off screen.
Yeah, I don't
think the
like
cannibalism is the one we missed the most.
Yes. No, because the
well, the Thlacine were eating
species.
Gore.
Yeah.
We didn't show any Thlacine eating Thlacine. They very easily could have been Gort eating Gort.
Though,
it doesn't seem unlikely.
If they're genetically compatible for organ transplant,
right.
They're probably related.
Also, if cannibalism is accepted, it sort of wouldn't be the focus of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't sit there talking about like, and then they had pizza.
Yeah.
This podcast is fully copyright by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.